Well, 1 year, Santa comes. He says hi to everybody. He hands out gifts, gives Grandma the empty sack, and leaves. We didn't know who that was. Second Santa showed up and came to the back door and was like, hey, where's the bag of presents? And Grandma was like, well, shit, Bernard. I thought you already came in.
Are you telling me a fake Santa came and stole you guys' gifts?
I think what happened was...
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Christmas! Oh, welcome to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. I'm Kylie. That's Trisha. Today, we have got our Christmas sweaters on. Yes, we do. And we are super excited to talk about some of our favorite Christmas memories. We're going to talk about traditions. And we're going to give you just like a really great show. So buckle up, friends. It's time to ride in Santa's sleigh.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas today.
You're listening to us on Christmas, which makes you absolutely amazing that you are spending your holiday with us. We are so grateful.
Yes. And we just kind of heads up, this is an impromptu show, okay? Because we realized that today's Christmas and we didn't want to just give you some normal run-of-the-mill professional and personal development on Christmas. You don't need us chirping in your lobes that you suck on Christmas.
No. Everything is happy on Christmas.
Everything is happy.
Magic.
Look at these Oh, look at my sweater. Oh, you know what? I'm going to win the cute sweater Christmas contest.
Both of these are from the Salvation Army, just so we know.
Also, these came out of Trisha's closet.
Yes, they are the only thing in that closet.
I'm willing to bet everybody thought these were like a Kylie Boyle special.
Nope, these are mine. I got this for a ugly Christmas sweater run. And I got that one for a choose each other's outfit. Like we were picking like this or that. So like we got to choose our own clothes or choose each other's clothes. And that got chosen for me to wear for an entire day. I wore that around town and it was not Christmas.
It's great. I feel like you just need like a red or green or black turtleneck underneath this. And then we are teleporting straight back to 1992.
Yes. So as Kylie said, we're going to share some of our Christmas favorites. But before we do, I think that it's very important for us to recognize that in my mind, I keep wanting to go back to like the actual Christmas story in church. Like Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken.
Absolutely.
And Mary and Joseph had to go back to their town to be counted.
Among the census.
But there was no room in the inn. So then Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem.
Yep.
And then they seen the star and they brought him gifts, the wise men.
Because they were wise. They were like,
yes.
Something important is up under that star.
And Jesus saved us all. So Christmas is about Jesus' birth, not just your presence. Your presence is my present.
And let me tell you, so I remember being a kid and I can close my eyes and see that trailer park living room that we lived in and that big old tree. We used to get real trees, y'all. We used to get real trees. So for those of you who are listening elsewhere, we are in Michigan and we have the luxury of walking outside and chopping down a tree and bringing it in the house. And I remember we didn't do that. Like we went to the bowling alley parking lot.
I also bought my trees from the bowling alley parking lot.
But I remember I can close my eyes. I can smell the pine. I remember putting up all of those wild. My mom has every damn ornament that I've ever crafted ever because I'm an only child pretty much. And that's what happens.
I also have homemade ornaments, though. And my children are only children. There is actually, like, Trent decorated our tree last year, and that was the first year of his whole life he got really into it. Him and Sophia decorated it, and he got into it because we have these, like, groupings of different ornaments. So he is, like, my mom loves to go to Bronner's, so he has, like, basically a whole hockey team of hockey ornaments.
Of course.
So then he put, like, a whole hockey team in one section, and then there's, like, face ornaments of all of us when we were little. So then he put everybody's like face ornament in another section. And he was just like totally geeking out. Like we have Nikki's ornaments still. So then like Nikki had a section of the tree and
the Nikki section.
And it was like he.
This year, Addie's going to have her own section.
Oh, so this will come out on Christmas. So I will have already gave them out. I bought these Christmas ornaments with Addie's face on them for everybody in my family. So I have already personalized Addie ornaments. I had to like beat my mom to it. I'm sure that she will buy Addie her own personalized ones. But I bought Baby's First Christmas. And it's like her big little smiley face with like a Santa hat on it. And I made sure I got one for like me, Nikki, and my brother and my mom. So
it's yeah, I love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite. And I remember being a kid and being excited to go see Santa. And this is one thing that Ryan and I really haven't done a lot. Like I remember schlepping over to the Summit Place Mall off of Telegraph and Huron, right there on the border of Pontiac and Waterford, walking inside and seeing Santa Claus. And I remember all of that. And we haven't. We don't go see Santa Claus. We don't. And that was one thing my dad got really upset about. He was like, what do you mean you're not taking them to see Santa? And I'm like, well, Dad, like they see him at school, like they'll bring him to the preschool or we'll see him, you know, here or there or whatever. One year we saw Santa Claus at the park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we saw Santa Claus. It's just some old dude who he has a grandson and I've seen him in other spaces before, but he's like a professional Santa Claus. So he looks like that year round. And so I remember though falling out of the excitement, like between like in my 20s, you know, late teens, 20s until I started having kids and I got really excited again. Christmas with kids is so fun. I will spend a bajillion dollars on shit they don't need or want just to watch them react when they open
the with their little
but, yes, that's what you're paying for. You're not paying $75 for a Cabbage Patch Kid. You are paying $75 to watch your kid freak the F out.
Eyeballs popped out of the head. Eyeballs popped out of the head. So our family Christmas tradition, I will tell you, my mom was a last minute shopper. So we were always in the children's program on Christmas Eve. So we would do children's program for Christmas Eve. Then we would go to little grandma's house. We all gathered at my great grandma's house. But now that my mom has bought that house, I don't know how we fit so many people in that house. It must have been Christmas magic because we'd have like 50 people there. Now,
grandma's.
Yeah, now just having like me and my siblings there, I'm like, I don't understand how we fit all of like my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, our extended family, our grandparents. Like, I don't get how that happened now that I'm a grown up. But somehow we used to do it at little grandma's at Christmas Eve. And then we always had candlelight service. So we would go back to church, have candlelight service. And then because I was the oldest, I would have to go wrap presents with my mom all night long on Christmas Eve. And I will tell you, I caught myself wrapping presents on Christmas Eve when my kids were little. And I was like, no, no more of this. And so now I have all of my presents wrapped well before Christmas Eve, unless Amazon's like, you know, they're always late with something and you're getting like stragglers. But we used to wrap every single present on Christmas Eve. I might sell one all night long. I'd be so tired once Christmas morning came around. I'd just be like, but then Roy would cook like some amazing breakfast and we'd have like the most delicious breakfast. And then we'd open our presents and then he'd cook all day long until dinner. And we just were really fat on Christmas. That's how our Christmases went.
I love that. I love that so much. Our tradition was Christmas Eve. We would spend with the wild white side of my family. So my dad's side, like I'm talking, and I don't say this in a bad way. I say this with all the love. Like in the trailer park I grew up in, there was Grandma, Aunt Pam, Uncle Ron, Dana. We had literally 5 or 6 family members living in that park all by itself. We ran a park. And so we would go over there, and I remember same feelings. Like it was at Grandma's trailer. I have no clue how we all fit in that trailer for Christmas. And I will never forget my grandma, she's gone to Jesus. She tells this story where one year, usually like one of my dad's friends or somebody, you know, from like the VFW or whatever would dress up as Santa and come over and hand out little candy canes and little dollar store presents. So what grandma would do is she would get all the presents for the kids. She would put them in the sack and leave them on the front porch so that Santa could grab them when he's coming in the house. Well, one year Santa comes, he says hi to everybody. He hands out gifts, gives grandma the empty sack and leaves. We didn't know who that was. Second Santa showed up and came to the back door and was like, hey, where's the bag of presents? And grandma was like, well, shit, Bernard, I thought you already came in.
Are you telling me a fake Santa came and stole you guys' gifts?
I think what happened was some fake Santa was cruising around the park, drunk, saw the thing on the porch, and just figured he would come in and be Santa Claus. We took day Bye. To this day, I've asked my dad, I was like, was it Uncle Wally? Was it Rick? Who was it? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
The mystery of the Santa continues.
That is so great. Okay, favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, hands down, Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. When the dogs get the turkey.
It's a legged lamb.
It's fragile. Fragile. I wonder if there's anybody out there that isn't their favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, I'm sure. When I was growing up, I really, really, really loved this movie called Prancer. And my mom and I would watch it. Have you heard that one?
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it. So this is where we start the list, Kylie, of all the movies I haven't watched.
Okay.
Prancer.
So Prancer it's a live action flick, and it's about this dad and the little girl's like maybe somewhere between like 10 and 12. And she's got an older brother and they have a little bit of a farm. They live in a rural community. And I forget if the mom passed away or she left or whatever, but there's no mommy. And she finds Prancer. Prancer got separated from Santa.
Oh.
And she finds Prancer. And it's just like a really, really good story about, you know, the dad super hardened because mom's not here and he's really hard on the kids. And of course, by the end of the movie, like the Wicked Witch in the neighborhood is super nice and Prancer gets to go home to Santa Claus and everybody believes. It's a great flick.
Okay.
If you have little girls or maybe even little boys, but mostly little girls between 9 and 12 or 13, they might really like that one.
Favorite Christmas song? It can be secular or...
That's really hard because I'll say this. My favorite fun song is probably Feliz Navidad.
That's the Puerto Rican in you.
You can hear Grandpa Ponte singing Feliz Navidad. Uh-huh. I can.
I get moved by Mary Did You Know. She is also sobbing. Apparently, you didn't meet a second Alani New because you are emotional and hulked up.
Dude, Mary Did You Know gets me every time. And then when we went to go see The Thorn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just love it. I love the good ones like Noel, Oh Holy Night,
yeah.
Or Silent Night. I love that one. And when they're sung by like a children's choir, I'm done. All done. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
You know what I would like to insert here? Because we like to always give something of value and think about others. I would like to talk for a moment about people who are not going to be spending Christmas in a traditional way. Because I will say, I will not be spending Christmas in a traditional way. And I was
excited for you guys, though.
I'm not sharing what we're doing, but when I was trying to think of what we were going to do, I went through a lot of different options and I went through a lot of emotions about us not celebrating Christmas in a traditional way because Trent's dad just went through a divorce. I'm going through a divorce and Trent's going to be coming home from college and like, right now we're recording this. It's right before Thanksgiving. So I haven't seen Trent in the longest amount of time that I haven't seen him. This is the longest amount of time I've
left. So I'm proud of you for holding yourself together.
Yes. But I was getting so, so emotional about the fact that like we wouldn't have our quote unquote normal, like, you know, going to Christmas Eve at my mom's and then, you know, doing our Christmas jammies as a family and our photo and our cookies for Santa. Because even as the kids got older, we still did all of those traditions. Like last year, we still did Christmas jammies. We still left cookies out for Santa. We still did all of our normal stuff. Wake up in the morning, like everybody waits to go to the tree together. And I was so, so emotional about us not doing that this year. So some different things that I had came across to do for Christmas. One of the first ones was giving back on Christmas. If you really want to feel the Christmas spirit on Christmas, go and work at a soup kitchen. Go give presents out at a VA hospital or visit veterans in the VA hospital. So many of them have no family to visit. And if they see you in there on Christmas and you are talking to them and encouraging them or even bringing them, we used to do a whole project called the Veterans Project, and we would pack boxes with socks, underwear, pajamas, crossword puzzles, a comb, just little dollar store stuff. And we would wrap the present and then we'd bring them into the VA hospital and we'd give them to all the soldiers. We'd sing them a Christmas carol. And then they loved to like talk to the kids. So Trent was little. So one of them like taught him how to shake hands. They'd share a story. So like giving back on Christmas, if you're not going to have that like traditional holiday or you're not looking forward to the holiday, get out of your house and go out into the community and spend it with people that will be so, so, so incredibly grateful to spend it with you. So that was one of the things that I was like instantly drawn to doing. Another thing was getting away for Christmas, going on a trip. Like they do tons and tons of cruises where you can just fly in, jump on a cruise ship, go somewhere warm for Christmas. They do all of this stuff on board, whether you're single or you're a family, or you just don't feel like, maybe you just don't feel like dealing with snow or family or whatever. There you go.
I think there was like a whole movie. Was that Christmas with the Cranks? Is that the name of the one I'm thinking? I refused to watch that movie because I got 10 minutes in. I was like, don't like this.
Yeah. Being at an animal shelter. So if you like animals, they also have where you can go to an animal shelter and spend the day with the animals or at the horses, the equine center. You can go spend the day with the horses. But make a plan. Make a plan outside to go do something. Don't just sit at home and be sad faced. Unless you do want to sit at home and then get Chinese food, Christmas jammies, and watch old Christmas movies and make sure that like you invite your friends over and have friends Christmas, right?
I forgot.
Yes. Do you have one?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I watch it. None of my family will watch it with me. None of them. I freaking love the love story between George and Mary. It is my favorite. And I love it. I love that movie. I'll watch it, not at Christmas. It is so amazing. And I feel like it has helped me, oddly enough, through some times where I was feeling really crappy about myself and feeling like I didn't hit my goals. I have nothing to show for it, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of that movie, I'm like, I have an amazing family, a mom, a dad who are still alive, still married, still like each other, like a lot. It's gross. And I have an amazing husband and I have three healthy children and we have two stupid dogs and I love the shit out of all of these people. And if you take everything away from me, you can, but you can't take those people.
Yeah. Do a church tour. This is something we did one Christmas Eve before.
Walking through like a little setup?
No. So when we set family goals, one of our family goals was always to go to church 52 times.
This year.
And it was the very first year we set the goal and we weren't thinking about like how many hockey tournaments we had because Trent had like 75 games that season. And yeah, so we missed a lot of like regularly scheduled church. So on Christmas Eve, I went online and I got all of the schedules of all of the churches in the area for all of their services. And we literally went to all of the church services.
I hit like 10 churches.
It was so much fun. We did it on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And we spent the whole season all being in what it's supposed to be about, Jesus's birth. And we watched children's concerts. We watched grown-up concerts. We've seen all kinds of different like choir ones, sermons, messages. Like it was so cool. And what an amazing way to spend Christmas. I loved that one. It was really, really one of my favorites. So there's a lot of different ways that you can spend the holiday. And I just encourage you to find one that's going to fill you up and light you up. And if you were invited to somebody else's holiday, one of my friends was invited to Thanksgiving and they were like, you know, I just feel weird. And I'm like, go. What are you talking about? Like people, if they invite you, go. Don't feel some sort of way about it. Remember that those people are going to love loving on you just as much as you're going to love being there. So go.
Yeah.
Go. Show up. Have a good time. I love what Mama Reg says. She says, your experience is whatever you make it. So if you want to have a great Christmas, it is up to you. The ball is in your court to make it a great Christmas. And you can make it a great Christmas by yourself, with a friend, with a family member, with a stranger, with a veteran, with a puppy, with a horse, whatever you want. with some Christmas movies, with some music, bake some cookies, live your best life.
Have a good Christmas. I think I just closed our show.
I think she did.
What we would love is if you drop a comment. If you're seeing this on Christmas, we want to know that you are here. Drop a comment. Say Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Let us know if you love or hate these sweaters. And make sure you come back next Thursday because we're going to have a fresh episode of The Elite Life ready to go for you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.